My next guest, as I said, sort of like the Superfly of boxing promoters right now, sort of snuck on the scene. He's promoting hot talent. I'm talking about the world heavyweight champion who like sold out a giant arena last week in Moscow, of course, when he took on Alexander Povetkin. I'm talking about Vladimir Klitschko. And then, of course, you've got Gennady Golovkin. They call him Triple G. I call him the real deal. He's like 26-0, 24 KOs. The man that represents both those guys is on the line from Las Vegas, Nevada, Mr. Tom Loeffler. What's up, Superfly?
Hey, Pedro. It's great to be with you today.
How's life treating you?
Oh, it's great. It's great. I mean, after, you know, the dominant performance by Vladimir, it might not have been the most exciting performance, but it was definitely an effective performance. But we're really excited now about a Gennady fight coming up November 2nd at the Garden.
Okay, let's go back to Klitschko for a second. What is Vladimir going to do? I mean, I look through the heavyweight division and, you know, maybe Deontay Wilder could be a challenger in a year and a half or 2 years or something like that. But right now, I don't see anybody on the horizon that's even close to him as far as being able to beat him.
There's some young guys coming up in the heavyweight division, so that's what we're excited about. I mean, that's one of the issues we've had with Vladimir for a while is just having a competitive fight or somebody that is perceived to be a threat. I mean, Povetkin was clearly the most dangerous fight out there right now. He was an undefeated Olympic gold medalist, and he was a mandatory challenger. So for Vladimir to handle somebody like that, and pretty much shut him out for every round.
Okay, let me go through your K2 promotions here. I'm looking at the schedule, okay? You had a card in Madison Square Garden, one in Monaco and Monte Carlo, another one in Germany, another one in Connecticut. Got that one last week in Moscow. And then, of course, the 2nd of November, you've got the one at Madison Square Garden. Man, you're hitting all the big arenas. You don't do club shows, I guess, huh?
No, not opposed to the club shows, for sure, because that's how you develop talent, but we do, the biggest arenas around the world, whether it's the soccer stadiums in Germany or, you know, this venue in Moscow. And then, you know, heading back to the Garden with Gennady, that's what we're excited about. And,
okay,
looking forward to the guys continuing to win.
Golovkin has people concerned. And what I mean by concerned is when people are concerned in boxing, they're sort of like it's a metaphor for being afraid. And they're concerned with this kid. They say he's an incredible talent, and he knows how to work behind his jab. He isn't afraid to take a shot, to deliver a shot. Is he the complete package?
You know, Gennady is one of the most terrorizing boxers I've ever seen. I've been doing this now, as you know, for over 20 years. You know, I started out with Kevin Kelly and Obakar, and, you know, they were fantastic talents themselves. But, you know, Gennady now is, when I see him in the gym with Abel in the sparring, I mean, you really haven't seen, you know, the best of Gennady come out yet. You know, if somebody pushes him, that's when you really see his talent and the different combinations and the quality of punches that he can deliver.
Okay.
You know, I would say he is the most feared boxer out there, because I know I have the hardest job around now trying to get opponents to fight him. That's why we give Curtis Stevens a lot of credit, because he actually called out Gennady, and he was the one coming towards Gennady, so that was an easy fight to make once we got the financial details.
Wait. Once you got the financial details, because you offered him a big fat chunk of change the first time, and he said, I don't think so. I want more, didn't he?
We had to offer a fatter, bigger chunk of change for him to actually, finally agree to the fight. But, you know, it is a big risk. I understand, you know, people don't want to get in the ring to fight Gennady for a low payday. And right now, I would say Gennady's opponents are the highest paid middleweight challengers out there, certainly a lot more than Vera got to fight Chavez and, any of Peter Pullen's opponents. Pullen's another great champion, but right now Gennady seems to be at the top of the middleweight division.
The Vera, the Brian Vera, Julio Cesar Chavez scoring, I thought to me was a little off, to put it mildly. Did you think so?
We were at that fight. You know, it's one of those things. It's hard for me as a promoter to criticize the judging of a fight. Chavez clearly landed the bigger punches or the harder punches. Vera was a lot more active and threw a lot more punches. So it really depends on what the judges were looking for. I probably personally, being at the fight, I would have scored it a draw, because Chavez did land some pretty effective punches. But Vera, you got to give him a lot of credit. He showed a lot of heart. He fought a great fight and showed that he wasn't afraid of Julio Jr., regardless of what weight he agreed to fight at.
Exactly. But I break it down like this. I break a fight into 10 little fights. A fight, 10-round fight is 10 mini fights. I thought that Vera won more mini fights than Chavez won mini fights. We'll move on from there. Now, what's Vladimir going to do? He walks through this fight unscathed. And I tell you what, the only problem I have with Vlad is that he leans on guys. And the reason why I have a problem with that is that when I used to work with guys in the gym that were either inferior or just bigger than I, they would lean on me. And you know what, man? This is it's the most emotionally and physically zapping thing you can ever have. Forget the holding, the leaning.
Well, I think a lot of that came because, Povetkin kept coming in the same way and kept coming in low. And the only way to really protect against that, effectively, was when Vlad was pushing him down. If Povetkin had come in with, behind some jabs or some punches and that type of thing, you wouldn't have seen him be in that position to have Vladimir control him that way. But, that was, one of the ways that that he controlled the action of the fight.
Super promoter Tom Loeffler is on the line, folks, and I don't know if you're related to the Loeffler family of San Francisco, but up there on Bernal Heights, Roy Loeffler and all those guys, they've all passed away, but, man, they were close friends of the family. Now, you've got Curtis Stevens and Gennady going November 2nd. Is there anything else on the K2 calendar?
Not left for this year. That pretty much does it for this year, although we've been very active this year. That's the Gennady's fourth fight. This year we were trying to sneak in a fifth one, but it didn't quite work out. But you'll see, it's clearly Gennady is the breakout star of 2013. And then for 2014, we've got a lot of great things planned for him. First, he's got to get past Curtis Stevens, who's a big puncher. A lot of people think that he's going to be the first one to really test if Gennady can take a punch or not. And that's the thing that, nobody's overlooking that fight. And I think there'll be a lot of fireworks. I don't think that fight goes the distance, but there'll be a lot of fireworks as long as that fight lasts.
I got in about a minute. Tell me how you came from a mid-level guy to being like the Clark Kent of promoters.
Well, I was managing a lot of good fighters, like I'd mentioned before. Yeah. But the first fight that we ever promoted with K2 was when Vitaly beat Corey Sanders. That was a year after the Lennox Lewis fight. So it was at the Staples Center on HBO. It was a WBC Heavyweight Championship of the World. So that's really how we started, and you can't really start at a higher level than that. So We just kind of went from there.
And with that, I'm going to let you go. Is Triple G going to be my guest next Sunday?
Absolutely. You can book that one. I'm actually up here with him right now. We just got to Vegas to watch the fight tonight with Bradley Marquez, and so we're excited about that. But absolutely, Gennady will be on for next week.
All the best to you, Tom Loeffler. Good luck. You're a great guy, and it was great to see you in Hungary.
Thanks a lot, Pedro. I appreciate that. It was great seeing you in Hungary as well.
Okay. Tom Loeffler, folks, superstar. I'm talking about in the world of boxing promoters, folks. He is the guy right now. Vladimir Klitschko, K2 Promotions, Gennady Golovkin, the hottest fighter on the planet. Hey, say what you want. He's white. He's right. He can fight. He's got connections. He's got the complexion I just mentioned. I think he's the next boxing superstar. If he isn't already, he's going to be the guy at pound for pound to take over the world of boxing. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You know this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeart Radio Network, the American Forces Network, TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes. I can go on and on. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.